Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the system's trying to get the Ken Doll carbon tax abortion lover in so he can be a ringer for Obama Hillary. Insiders are telling Time Magazine that's the ticket. The placeholder of Biden stepping aside. Lord Hillary, the butcher of Waco, the butcher of Oklahoma City, getting ready to step in, get ready for an Obama-Clinton ticket. And, of course, the entire mainstream media for a day and a half is saying, where's Hillary, where's Obama, when they didn't know if she was going to step down on the ticket 4 years ago. And I was right there. They drove by the Secret Service aiming machine guns at us. They were inside. And I called the media, and they said, we don't report what we're not told to report. Because we're a bunch of scum. So there you go. That's their job, folks. You got to really get it. It's not a bias. It's a military enemy propaganda arm there to keep you in the dark, there to spin, there to twist. Now the Obama administration is secretly preparing options for aiding Syrian opposition. That's already going on. Again, we've got reports from the union leader. Publisher says Ron Paul is truly dangerous. We've got Krauthammer, who's an embarrassing person, coming out and talking about embarrassing candidates. Ron Paul is embarrassing them. He's against all the corporate welfare. He actually doesn't want to be, you know, he wants to keep the Constitution and not have military on the streets. Oh, well, but like the New York Times and others say, it's kooky that Ron Paul's worried about troops on the streets, even as they set up checkpoints all over the country. Local newspapers are reporting, oh, there's military checkpoints. Oh, drones are tracking citizens now in North Dakota. Oh, but it's still kooky. It is, and I don't think I can be explained by anything that the president has done in a positive way. Syndicated columnist Krauthammer. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Oh, wonderful. Hey, Governor Ventura, I appreciate you calling in. I know we talked yesterday, and you said you'd pop in for 10 minutes. Good to talk to you.
Oh, always good to talk to you, Alex. How's it going?
It's going great. We're about to go to break and come back, and I appreciate you giving us 10 minutes when I twisted your arm yesterday. I know you weren't sure when you could call in, but I wanted to get into Ron Paul with you since we were talking about him yesterday on the phone.
Well, why don't you go to break like you're supposed to and come back and we'll talk Ron Paul.
That's awesome. We got a few minutes right now. Let's go ahead and kick the ball off right now. Wow, the system is in panic mode over him.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you why. He is the only candidate out there, including President Obama, who naturally is going to represent the Democrats, of course, and all of these Republican candidates. He is the only candidate that is anti-war. And this country better wake up to the fact that we've, you know, Alex, I'm 60 years old now, and we have been at war for over half of my life.
And they act like it's bizarre.
Bizarre behavior. Newt Gingrich says he's out of mainstream. This guy's out of touch. Well, if he is, then we are a country of war. But I don't believe so. I believe there's an underlying unrest in this country right now, that we're tired of war, we're sick of it, and I guarantee you pretty much, if any of these other guys get elected, you're going to see a war with Iran.
Oh, you're right, and I want you to repeat all this, recap it, and expand on it. This is about the heart and soul of America, another preemptive war, lying and saying another country has nukes. It's a total replay of what we saw with Iraq, and Ron Paul is just talking total common sense, and they're acting like that's bizarre, kind of like somebody, I guess, in 1939, if you criticize Hitler.
I can't believe, I watched the debates, and it was interesting a couple weeks ago where he got into a battle with Michelle Bachmann, and Ron Paul made a great statement. He said, imagine where would we be today had John F. Kennedy not talked to Nikita Khrushchev during the Cuban Missile Crisis. By the way, that was when Ron Paul was serving in the Navy. And had those two not spoken during that crisis and worked things out talking, we probably, the Earth would not exist today.
Let's start over right there, Governor. We've only got him for 10 minutes on the other side. We really appreciate him joining us today, surprise guest.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team. want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 29th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,530.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,569.47, $784.74 for a half ounce, or $392.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,569.47, $784.74, or $392.37.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, joining us for one segment is Governor Jesse Ventura. He's getting ready to go down to Mexico, so he's in a hurry. But I was talking to him privately yesterday about what's happening in the world, trying to find out if he's going to be running for Libertarian. And he just wanted to talk about Ron Paul. So he's here to talk about Ron Paul in this one segment. And then Dr. Doug Rocky joins us, former Minnesota governor, host of the hit TV show on True TV, conspiracy theory, best-selling author, Jesse Ventura, joins us for one segment. Governor, we have both parties, hundreds of publications, New York Times, CBS Nightly News, all attacking Ron Paul. And saying he's nuts because he doesn't want to attack more countries with made-up WMD stories. They're openly have gotten rid of Posse Comitatus and are announcing secret arrest of citizens with the NDAA. They're in the news saying it's insane that he doesn't want troops on the streets. All of this is happening, and it's like the Twilight Zone. Ron Paul is just a mainline, old-fashioned American. And then we've got the crazies telling us that we're crazy, because we don't support total tyranny. Governor, give us your breakdown on this.
Well, it's as simple as this, I think. If people truly are looking for an attempt at change in this country, changing who we are and what we will be in the future, then there is only one candidate, and that is Congressman Ron Paul. He's the only candidate that wants to audit the Federal Reserve. You notice that the other candidates won't even talk about the Federal Reserve. He's the only candidate that wants to talk rather than wage war. So I think this will truly be an agenda for the United States of America, an agenda to determine what we stand for. Do we stand for being the most aggressive, warmongering country in the world, who's all set to now to go to war with Iran, too? Or are we going to be a country that stands for peace? You know, let's remember the last president that wanted peace and was attempting to get it. There would have been no Vietnam. The Cold War would have been ended by 65 was President John F. Kennedy. And there has not been a president in this country since Kennedy who has truly strived for peace. But Ron Paul is that candidate. And I think about it for a minute. I'm 60 years old now. I was born in 1951. And this country has been at war for life. Over 30 years of those 60 years, we've been at war. And if you look at the other candidates, Ron Paul served in the Navy during the Cuban Missile. But you look at the other candidates, did any of them ever serve? Did any of them ever put their butts on the line? Did they ever go in the military? I don't think so. You know, I don't know for sure, but I'd love to see the military backgrounds of Gingrich and the guy from Massachusetts.
Romney.
Right on down the line with all of them. And the point of the matter is they call Ron Paul's foreign policy scary. I call our foreign policy scary, what it's on right now. Because all we do is go to war one after another, and I'm one of the people, being a veteran, who says stop it. That's enough of this.
Well, polls show that upwards of 70% of Americans are against all of this. The troops give more money to Ron Paul than all of the Republican candidates combined and Obama combined. And the media spins it and says Ron Paul disgraces the troops. The troops don't like Ron Paul. It's all a hoax. And more, the so-called mainstream media is being exposed as a bunch of political prostitutes who are losing all their readers and viewers.
I mean, if you look at how they avoid talking about Dr. Paul, he can be leading in the polls and they don't do in-depth stories on him. Nothing like that. The media is in the back pocket of the status quo. And I can't emphasize more. If people in this country want a revolution, and a revolution doesn't have to be violent, but if they want a revolution, if they want a change in direction, truly, of where this country's headed, then Ron Paul is the only choice out there right now out of the current candidates in the Republican and Democratic field. He is the only one. He's the only one that says we ought to talk before we shoot. Talk first, shoot second. We seem to be living, if you don't do it our way, well, then our way will be we will wage war on you. I mean, look what they're doing in this little strip of ocean over there. Iran's threatening to block it off, and the U.S. has already threatened if Iran does that, we're going to go to war with them, basically.
And look what's happening. Iran, who imports 50-plus percent of its gasoline, they don't have the refineries, it's been announced they're going to shut that off to them, devastating them. And they say, okay, if you shut us off, we'll shut off our territorial waters. So yesterday, they sent a U.S. aircraft carrier through the giant Iranian drill as a provocation. And the Pentagon has said, if you block it, we will attack you. But the West, as Ron Paul has said, is already putting these sanctions on and blockades. You're a Navy guy, and Ron Paul's pointed it out. That is a act of war right there, a blockade.
Absolutely. And what it does, if people go back in history, we did the same thing to Japan. They blockaded Japan. They stopped all, a total blockade of the country of Japan, which forced Japan truly to then attack us. They were left with two choices, surrender or attack. Japan chose the latter. They chose to attack us at Pearl Harbor. But a lot of people forget we forced their hand at Pearl Harbor by the blockade we had against them. And the same holds true with Iran now. We're blockading them. We're forcing their hand. And all of these candidates just wait and hope that Iran will do something, that Iran will respond so that then they can all stand up there and say, see, we told you, all the problems of the world are because of Iran. And now we're now we're getting them.
Meanwhile, our government, as you know, has overthrown them at least two times, evidence of a third as well. Shifting gears here, because it's the top of Drudge Report right now, Kelly Clarkson, the American Idol winner, which is about as big as it gets nowadays in America, says she loves Ron Paul. It's a big deal when prominent celebrities, not just governors, that's even more important, endorse Ron Paul. I haven't seen any news where they've given your support to Ron Paul. Do you want to publicly state, Governor Ventura, that you are endorsing Ron Paul?
I mean, I'm an independent, and I don't, get involved with either political party because I despise both of them. But out of all the candidates out there in these two major parties right now, and that's the president with the Democrats and there's seven or eight Republicans, whoever they all are. I mean, I know who they are, but why list them? Ron Paul has Governor Jesse Ventura's endorsement without a doubt. It's not even close. Because I want a new president that's going to change the direction of this country. I want a new president that's going to follow the Constitution. I want a new president that's going to believe in states' rights. I want a new president. I want somebody that will shock the status quo.
Yes.
And Ron Paul will do that. Then the only thing we have to worry about is keeping him alive.
Well, what a dangerous precedent where both political party leadership say anybody who could ever potentially be a threat, we've got to preemptively attack them. That's what Hitler said. He said, I've got to attack France and I've got to attack Poland and I've got to attack England and the Russians because they might attack us. I mean, that's what tyrants always say.
Let me give this one out to you. Hypothetical situation, Alex, for all you and your listeners. Let's say Hugo Chavez down in Venezuela, who's got a lot of money, and he fears the United States because of our military buildup and all this. And he fears that we could attack them at any moment because he kicked out Exxon. Well, what if Hugo Chavez went and got one of these unmanned drones? And what if Hugo Chavez flew that unmanned drone over United States airspace seeking to get intelligence about our war machine? And what if that drone crashed in our country? I would like to pose the question to every one of these Republican candidates and state this. If you were the president, what would you do if that happened? And I'll bet you their response would sound very Iranian, wouldn't it?
Well, they would probably actually say attack the country, the Iranians.
I agree. I think that the United States, if an unmanned drone flew over our airspace with surveillance, using it for surveillance on us and crashed here in our country, just as we did in Iran, we would declare war on whatever country that was and take immediate military response. And it just killed. Nobody asked the question, what gives us the right to fly unmanned drones over other countries to seek intelligence when we certainly would not allow it here? The hypocrisy of the United States is so ridiculous today, Alex. That's why I want Ron Paul, because Ron Paul will end United States hypocrisy.
Well, you're right, Governor. Expanding on that, we've got to continue to vote for him and support him because that keeps him at the top of the polls and allows him to inject real issues. But now they claim hackers are going to attack, and I predicted this last week. So now the Republicans are going to take all the Iowa votes and count them in secret. That's CBS News reporting that it's now going to be secret, and the feds are going to come in and help. And so
it, isn't that a great excuse? It sounds like weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. You know, that's a big load of BS. You know, what needs to happen in this country is very simple. We need to get rid of electronic voting machines, and we need to go back to paper ballots that can be counted. If you're not capable of filling in the blank, which you've been doing since first or second grade in grade school, every time you take a test, you have to true-false, you have to fill in that little circle. If a voter is not capable of doing that, they shouldn't even be voting.
Well, we've only got a few minutes left, Governor, and we won't get to talk to you until you're back from Mexico. And obviously when you get back with a new book coming out in the next rollout of the next season of the TV show. But
That's why I'm bailing out. I want to get out of here before the TV show rolls. I'll be on the hit list when it rolls this year.
Well, I want to talk about that.
I'm going to get as far out of this country as I can because they're going to be after me.
What about, you know, Gary Johnson now is going to seek the Libertarian ticket, and that's good because he can inject some good ideas there. But obviously, you would be a superstar if you ran. And I know the Libertarians now, you know, have talked to you and said, well, seek it because it comes out of the state level, obviously. But you're not going to be throwing your hat in the 2012 race, sir?
I don't think so at this time. I don't think that I'm mentally ready to seek the presidency at this point in time. I would still consider a VP shot. You know, if somebody else, if Ron Paul or Gary Johnson or whatever, I would give that due consideration. But if I were to go for president, I like to ensure I go after it to win, Alex. And as a third-party candidate, it's very difficult to win when you have an incumbent. So 2016 suits me far better than 2012 does, personally.
Well, you're working out. You're in great shape, so we know you're going to be around then, Lord willing.
We hope so, anyway. But anyway, Alex, again, I encourage all your listeners, if you truly want revolution and change in this country, there's only one candidate out there in the two major parties that's going to give that to you, and that's Congressman Ron Paul of Texas. I can't emphasize it more. And don't listen to mainstream media. Ron Paul is achieving huge success with mainstream media against him, the status quo against him, both parties against him. That has to tell the American people something. Because always remember, we're in the predicament we're in today because of the Democrats and Republicans. They cannot deny it. They've been in charge for 100, over 100 years now. They are the fault. They are the problem. And the only way out of this problem is by electing someone like Ron Paul. He's the only way out. Any of these other guys, it's going to be business as usual, people. You're going to have the same government that you've had for the last 50 years if you elect anyone but Ron Paul.
Well, Governor, that's my final question that I wanted you to make a point on, and then I know you've got to leave us, and we appreciate you coming on today right before you leave town. But looking at this, normally the so-called mainstream dinosaur media, who's been caught lying thousands of times and is totally discredited, could demonize somebody and it would work. But now, even with his son Rand Paul, the more they demonize, it actually helps them. And so the system's got to understand that this shows that the awakening, thanks to your work and Ron Paul's work and my work and many others, is really starting to have an effect. And so now the inventors of the Internet have gone public and said, yes, this new bill, SOPA, does shut down free speech and selectively allows them to shut people down for no reason. And the government says they want Pentagon on the streets and to secretly arrest Americans. I mean, everything we've warned about is now manifesting, and that shows the system is panicking and taking that velvet glove off the iron fist. I mean, is it really, what is it like to have everything you've warned about now being vindicated and validated, Governor?
Well, it's not a good feeling. I mean, I like to know that I'm right, but I wish I was wrong.
I hear you.
I was completely wrong on this, but people need, again, I can't emphasize it enough, they're going, you know, they passed this 1768 bill that you're talking about that's going to put American troops inside our country arresting people. Let's remember, every member of Congress, every member of the Senate and Congress and the President, including all of our military personnel now and before, we all have one thing in common. We all took an oath. And in that oath, we swore to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and today domestic. And I believe every one of these Republican candidates is opposed. If they voted for that bill, then they took a vote against the Constitution, and they should be impeached for it.
Well, I agree. They all supported it, even if they weren't in Congress. That they all said, yes, secretly arrest Americans. And
well,
then they had
all of them. Believe it or not, Senator Al Franken of Minnesota in the tune of Paul Wellstone voted against it.
No, I mean, you're right. I was talking about the Republican candidates. They all endorsed it except for Ron Paul.
Exactly. So if you people believe that are listening out there, believe in your Constitution, believe in your Bill of Rights, and you believe that these are the founding documents that our country should be based upon, every one of those candidates is a traitor for having supported a bill that will put American troops on the streets arresting American citizens.
And then you find out the whole Homeland Security situation is for the American people. Even the L.A. Times last week had the headline, TSA, not just for airports, and they said shopping malls, highways. They tripled their funding, Governor, and they said all 50 states, and they said you're going to get pat downs, everything, Governor.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, if this ain't martial law being declared without officially declaring it, then I don't know what it is. And it's time for the people of this country to stand up and say no. And the only way, the best way of doing that right now, is to elect Ron Paul president.
All right, sir. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. And I guess I'll talk to you when you get back from Mexico. Do you know when you're coming back?
Sometime before Memorial Weekend, if it goes according to schedule. But then again, Alex, I never live by a schedule down there.
I hear you. Well, give your lovely and a wonderful wife, Terry, my best.
And best to you and your family, too, Alex. Have a great new year. And to everyone out there, chin up, keep the fight up. Let's take our country back, and we can do it with Ron Paul.
All right. God bless you, Governor. Take care.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Yeah, I called up the Gov yesterday because he called into the show last week, and I was talking to him about Ron Paul, and he was really busy getting ready to leave town this weekend, and I twisted his arm into popping in, and he said, all right, I got to go do some chores, but I'll call in sometime. And I apologize that he ended up calling in when Doug Rocky was going to be on with us. We'll keep him a little bit in the next hour so they get a full hour interview with Dr. Doug Rocky, who joins us right now. And he has a long bio. He earned his B.S. in physics at West Illinois University, followed by his M.S. and Ph.D. in physics and technology education at the University of Illinois. His military career spanned four decades, including combat duty during Vietnam War and Gulf War I. Served as a member of the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical NBC Teaching Medical Response and Special Operations Team, 3rd U.S. Army Captured Equipment. Folks, this is 3 pages long. I'm going to have to stop. Most of the modern NBC training that police get is Doug Rocky wrote it. He wrote the book on DU. There's no way I can cover all of this. I mean, it's important to hear all this, though. And Special Operations, 3rd U.S. Army Captured Equipment Project Team, and with 3rd U.S. Military Depleted Uranium Assessment Team during the Gulf War, 1st Operation Desert Storm. He led those. He was the U.S. Army's Depleted Uranium Project Director from 94 to 95. He developed the congressionally mandated education training materials and wrote U.S. Army Regulation 700-48 and the U.S. Army PAM 700-48 and the U.S. Army Common Task for DU Incidents. Doug has taught nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, hazardous material, and emergency medicine for 20 years for both civilian and military personnel. Dr. Rocky was one of the original authors of the 1982 EDRAT Emergency Disaster Response Assistance Team proposal, with formed the foundation of today's National Guard, CSD teams, and Illinois CERT teams. The preparation for the 96 Olympic Games in Atlanta. He wrote and taught the original chemical biological counterterrorism course for civilian emergency responders that is now the federal 120 City Department of Justice, then served as the emergency response team location at Birmingham, Alabama. He serves or served as an advisor to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. National Academy of Sciences, U.S. Institute of Medicine, U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. Department of Transportation, U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. General Accounting Office, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, British Royal Society, British House of Lords and House of Commons, United Nations, U.S. President William J. Clinton's Presidential Special Oversight Board, and local, state, federal law enforcement, fire, and medical agencies. He's been an advisor on, screen expert for numerous television documentaries on the effects of nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, and depleted uranium, CBS, ABC, CNN, NBC, History Channel, A&E, PBS, Documentary Channel, BBC, CBC, Gary Knoll, Associates, The Power Hour, German, French, Japanese, Australian, Italian, Spanish, Greek television networks, BeyondTreason.com is one of the films he's in. We're about to go to break. We'll keep him 20 minutes to the next hour, and I again apologize for getting him on 20 minutes late. But the point is, he is the leading living expert on DU, and he can tell you they knew 50 years ago what it did. They never let the troops use it till the first Gulf War. Now there's no controls. On record, they just use it, no problem, everywhere. It's a death sentence. Most of his team is dead. He's had 30-plus surgeries. When we come back from break, Dr. Doug Rocky, there's his bio, and we're going to go over the fact that big studies are out. Massive birth defects in the troops. Massive birth defects in the Iraqis. Some cases, 14 to 16 times higher. And folks, they have them sit on the ammo cans of it. They have them firing it. They have them without even mass cleaning the guns now. And this is a known death sentence. And it shows you how totally wicked the people are running our government.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Okay, Dr. Doug Rocky, the foremost depleted uranium weapons expert out there, joins us. He hadn't been on in a while. I know he's had some health issues, from the DU. Again, a lot of his team has died from it. And the point is, 20 years ago, they wouldn't let the troops, 22 years ago or so, use this. Now there's just no pretense of control, and it's a death sentence. And it also is causing deformities. He's here to give us the numbers and break it down, and then I want to ask him, in light of Fukushima, the FDA, of course, raised different levels of radioactive isotopes from 25 times to, in one isotope, 100,000 times what they previously said was safe, because as the ongoing meltdown hit the U.S., they just said, well, we say it's okay now. Go ahead and drink the milk, eat the food. So there's this new attitude that just don't worry about it. And it's unprecedented. Dr. Doug Rocky, great to have you here with us, sir.
What an honor to follow Jesse Ventura. I mean, he's my hero. I mean, a Navy SEAL, and I'm a Minnesota boy, too, from at heart. So, and then the other crazy thing, one of his team members from his SEAL days was actually supposed to be here this morning at my house, but because of everything we're doing, we couldn't make it work. God, that would have been incredible, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, you know, Jesse, we were talking off air about his book and the fact that his book breaks down the DU as well.
His book is incredible. It's one of the books ever written. Anybody and everybody ought to read that cover to cover more than once.
Talking about 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read.
Yeah, a whole bunch of those, isn't it?
Well, I know when he gets back from Mexico, Doc, he'll definitely want to hook up with you because I know he admires your work as well. That's, you know, why he's written about it. Expanding on this, I just got to ask you, what do you think of Ron Paul?
Pardon me?
What do you think of Ron Paul?
Ron Paul?
Yes, sir.
Well, again, he's the only, one of the very few guys that's tried to do anything to help anybody and actually gather information. So, I mean, he's a real doctor. He's a medical doctor that doesn't cut, you know, he tells the truth and puts it all out there. I mean, I'm sitting there looking at what's going on all around. I'm going, you know, we've worked with so many over the years. Who do we have that'll tell the truth and deal what the reality is and help everybody? There ain't many out there.
Doc, let's say you were on national TV right now, because our audience is a lot bigger than most national news shows, and you're talking to 3 million people, which you are, a lot of them new listeners. What do they need to know about DU? Why is it important? What's the story of it? You know, what happened to you? In 5 minutes, boil it down, then we'll get into more detail.
Depleted uranium is the United States military-owned dirty bomb. It is the best weapon ever developed by the U.S. military and the German military to destroy and kill everything. It's absolutely the best there is. And as a consequence, we've used it in military operations. We're handing it out to all of our so-called friends all over the world to use as they see fit. A lot of other nations have decided they can't use it because of the known adverse health and environmental effects that have always been known. And yet, just like Agent Orange and everything else, we are so arrogant and so intent on killing and destroying that we totally disregard the health and environmental effects on our own people, our own military personnel, our own sons and daughters, and we completely, totally disregard the health and environmental effects on all of God's sons and daughters around the world and all of his animals because we just want to kill and destroy. And even though all the medical directives have been out there from day one, and during Desert Storm, I issued the original medical directive, and that was followed up by the Theater Medical Command Director from 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command. And then now they've got a brand new medical order mandating medical care for DU that was just issued here on June 10th of this year. And yet is totally ignored, totally ignored. Just like the health and environmental effects of Agent Orange are totally ignored because we're the bad guys. We messed it up. We are using it. We're going to continue to use it with a total disregard for all the health and environmental effects. And what we need now is we got 1 million casualties, 1 million U.S. sons and daughter casualties out of the nonsense in the Persian Gulf in Afghanistan. And they can't get prompt and optimal medical care. And it's coming back to haunt all our communities, and they're not employable. The families are in disintegration. And there's nobody out there offering help. I mean, we're yelling at the top of our heads, and God bless Jesse, man. He's written and yelling at the top of his lungs. But there ain't many of us trying to do what's right.
Well, Dr. Rocky, what's crazy here, and I know you've got the numbers. I want you to break it down as a top expert. As you said, 25 years ago, this was for if the Russians poured across 10-to-1 superiority into Germany. It was a last-ditch weapon to use once nuclear war was already happening. It was a force multiplier, a secret weapon. Then the Gulf War comes along, and they go, we're just going to go ahead and use it on Saddam. And then they have the troops go into the areas that have been hit with it. But still, they did some fake, you know, decontamination, which they sent you in for to, quote, study, which was, you know, devastating for your health. And now it's on record. They say, don't worry about it. You have no safety. And now they're using it not just at big proving grounds, as you know, sir. They're using them at regular shooting ranges at bases. They're using them near population centers. So explain to people why DU is so deadly.
Well, what happens is DU is, again, it's a primary byproduct of the radioactive enrichment process for the U.S. Department of Energy. If we're going to make nuclear fuel for our reactors, okay, generate electricity, or we need to make new nuclear weapons, then you have to understand, we're making new ones all the time, okay? Better and better nuclear weapons all the time, and we're developing better and better DU munitions every day of the week. And what happens, 99% of everything that goes into this process is pure waste. If you had any other industrial process where 99% of the stuff that goes into it is pure waste, absolutely incredible. Number two, we use it in ballast and commercial aircraft and everything else under the thing. In other words, where you need, you know, a forklift truck, need it heavy. But the other thing, too, that has hit the scene here in the last couple of weeks heavily is they put in the DU creed, DU egg. In other words, they're mixing the uranium hexafluoride, the DU metal, in the concrete to reinforce concrete structures and everything else. And the health effects that we're seeing right now, I mean, are devastating on the road crews and everybody else, much less military. So we got a total nightmare. You can't take radioactive materials, put it into the environment where everybody can breathe it in, absorb it through their skin, get it in through cuts, or get it in through digestion, and not expect the health problems to occur. And everything we have predicted, everything we've been predicted, and everything that was stated would occur in the Department of Defense's own documents, going back that I can find 70 years, has come true. And now Fukuyama, the catastrophe in Japan, well, you know, the levels to clean up all that stuff, again, how you clean that up, clean that mess up, is exactly that Army regulation you already cited that my team wrote in the TV that gives you the guidelines. But you can't clean it up. And that's what I found at the Nevada test site when I was director and blowing everything up. You can't clean it up. And there is no medical care. So all you do is wait and get sick and suffer. And you die. Like Jim Runge. Andres Carnegie Bob.
Well, sir, I mean, I think the best way for you to break this down for people is what's personally happened to you and your team. I know we weren't able to get you on a few months ago. You were at the VA, I guess they're in Virginia. I mean, I know you don't like to talk about yourself. You're an old warrior going back to Vietnam, but describe to people what you and folks that have worked around DU have gone through.
Well, what we've gone into, and I mean, I just go back and it's so easy to cite the exact medical problems because the Department of Veteran Affairs in their criteria that they have sent out telling their physicians, okay, what are the health effects of depleted uranium, okay? And I want to quote this verbatim so I don't make any errors, okay? So I'm pulling it all up. I'd want to, you know, miss it on this thing. In the Department of Veteran Affairs, okay, the United States, and this is a direct quote, okay? The United States Department of Veteran Affairs, Vision 11, this is, quote, some things you need to know about veterans. A clinician's guide to veteran-specific issues. Okay, so this is the VA's publication to the physicians providing care, telling them what the medical problems are from DU. Now, these are exactly what I have. And, you know, when you call that day, I'm at the main VA with at the War Injury Clinic in Washington, D.C. They were freaking out when you guys called that day because they knew what I was there for and all the problems were there. And the fact that you had found me and what needed to talk about it, they freaked out. Anyhow, here's the exact quote. Physical symptoms which may occur as a result of exposure to depleted uranium are sleep problems, totally confirmed by all of us, mood swings. Oh, I mean, irritability is incredible when that weather changes. Symptoms in the upper and lower respiratory system. Well, my doctors are trying to stabilize my respiratory through all kinds of medications and everything else and control. Neuropsychological symptoms, including memory loss. That's horrific. Chronic fatigue, immune system dysfunction, skin rashes. Yeah, you don't want to look at my skin rash when it breaks out. Unusual hair loss, aching joints, headaches, abdominal pain, sensitivity to light, blurred vision. Now, menstrual disorders. I haven't got that, but females, horrible and incredible problems where they have to have early hysterectomy. Gastrointestinal symptoms where you go between diarrhea and constipation, you never know. Nervous system disorders such as numbness in a limb, that's happening to me right now. Multiple chemical sensitivity and all of the birth effects, end quote. That is what the VA directors have told their physicians are the health problems associated with that. When you go to the internal memorandum for the Department of Defense, and this is put together by Colonel J. Edgar Wakayama. This was the beginning of Desert Gulf War, you know, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom. What he stated very clearly, told everybody, all senior leaderships, on the medical problems associated with DU. Quote, the alpha particle taken inside the body as large doses has produced cell damage and cancer. lung cancer is well documented.
Well, yeah, because I've had people, you know, they call me and they go, hey, they don't wear radiation badges, and if they did, you know, this type doesn't affect that. This isn't like the hot radiation, to use layman terms. It sits in your body at point-blank range. Not only is it radioactive, destroying the cell DNA, but it's toxic. Correct, doctor?
Absolutely, because once it gets into the body, it's right next to the cell, destroying everything, tearing up everything. So it's a big difference. You know, when you're talking, there's different radioactivity. Again, we have to look at, do we have internalized, do we have particulates, or do we have like a light bulb where you have the stuff? You start getting the gamma rays, nuclear bombs and everything else, like the reactor out there. That's the hot stuff where you can't get near it. This stuff is inside the body. So the radioactivity, which you can't measure with Geiger counters and all the other chemical toxicity, once it gets into the body, tears it apart. Quote, the beta particle is hazardous to skin and the lens of the eye. I'm tired of eye surgeries, and I'm tired of the doctors at the VA canceling the eye surgeries because they don't know the outcome for me and then everybody else. Okay, we continue on. Direct quotes. Okay? I mean, it just goes on and on.
Now, I know you're going from their own documents, but specifically, we can pull up mainstream articles where they admit 12, 14, 16 times the birth defects in areas like Fallujah. I mean, even a decade ago, Life magazine, you know, admitted massive birth defect increases, and now it's like a curse on our troops, and everybody claims they want to support the troops, but as soon as they have deformed children, or as soon as they get ill, it's like, you're garbage, get away from us.
Well, look at the famed 82nd Airborne out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The children are being born, they're not viable, the birth defects are incredibly high, spontaneous abortions before the child is born all over, and our military are staggering, especially out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And,
the suicides are the greatest record level ever. What was it, 7 times the previous record? The military knows, and so now we get the Homeland Security documents, and the whole federal government's preparing for war with veterans because they're getting ready to take the pensions. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I mean, you know, we're looking at the whole thing. The DU has incredible neurotoxicity effects, just like all the pesticides and the burn pit stuff and all of the immunization. So what happens is the PTSD that everybody's experienced is a function of 3 things. Number one, incredible neurotoxicities. Number two, fear beyond comprehension. You go from complete tranquility to sheer terror in a nanosecond. And Jesse Ventura is probably one of the world's leading experts on that because of what he did for real. And then you have the other thing, too, is the realization all of this stuff is lies. Recently, the chief of chaplains at Danville VA sent me an article that had showed up after we were talking. It showed up at his desk where they're finally acknowledging the ethical and moral dilemmas are creating incredible PTSD problems. Finally, when they're going to admit this and acknowledge this, and all of us that have been this have known this, from antiquity, but nobody wants to admit it. So when we look at the incredible toxic effects of everything we've done, and DU is the leading list of our munitions, because it's the United States dirty bomb, radioactive dirty bomb that we spread all over the world and blow everything up.
And it's like a gun that you kill your enemy, but then it delays the killing of you. It's like a gun that you pull the trigger and it shoots you too.
Well, we know that happens because when we did all the research, the guys that are in the tanks that are firing all this stuff came back onto them. And to this day, you have to understand, to this day, I still can't get medical care for desert storm-friendly fire guys. And what happened, and this absolutely happened, this would be an incredible interview to have. One of my guys that today became a critical care nurse, okay, he was DU-friendly fire in Desert Storm. They took him up to Washington to the main hospital up there, you know, for medical care because I finally got him to accept him and take him in for care. He had DU shrapnel in him. They put him into MRI, moved the DU shrapnel, and they put him into paraplegic condition.
Really?
And it was just kind of like, how much worse does it get? And then when I...
Oh, so they moved it in his spine and paralyzed him.
Correct. And then so they don't provide the care. Now with a brand new medical directive, June of this year, medical directive that's been put out to provide medical care for DU, what they don't tell everybody is the original medical directive that we wrote, you guys got copies of all this, and it's in Beyond Treason, Gary Knoll, it's all over the place, Congress has it, the military has it. You have to do the testing within 72 hours of the initial exposure and after 30 days post-exposure. In other words, if you're exposed on November 1st, on December 1st of the following month, or November 30th, what would be in the body that you could ever found is less than 1/1000th of what actually hit the body. And so, therefore, the testing that they have will never find it. So you're seeing all the physiological effects, the psychological effects, and there is no medical evidence that the military will accept or the Department of Veteran Affairs will accept.
And now they're proliferating its use. I've seen the numbers. It's just exponentially more they're using.
Absolutely, because it's effective at killing and destroying. And what scares the bejesus out of me, okay, I mean, we're so close to war right now. I mean, just think about this. All we have to do is have the Iranians say, that's it, and they sink one ship in the Strait of Hormuz, and we're going to nuclear war. And we're going to have bees flying all over the place because all the ships and everything else and the aircraft, that's how they shoot.
That's but that's they okay. Work. They'll just tell the troops as they have deformed and dead babies, and as the troops die, that it's all right. They'll just, you know, here in the U.S., they just said radiation's good for you now. They waved a magic wand. Stay there, doctor. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
I hear the train coming. Okay, Doug Rocky's with us 20 minutes into the next hour. Then I'm going to get back into Ron Paul news and a special report on BPA that is in tens of thousands of products and is put there, we have the documents, to reduce fertility. It's all part of a eugenics operation. See, the people running our society are mad scientists, and they're playing God, and they see humans as garbage, so why not kill us? They're beyond evil. Here's a few articles at InfoWars.com right now. New York Times attacks Ron Paul for living in the real world. They also attack us. It's a key article breaking it down. They still say you're crazy if you talk about world government, even as it's announced on the news. CNN, poll fundamentally flawed. Romney is not leading Ron Paul in Iowa. Get that article out to everybody, especially Iowa and New Hampshire voters. Saber rattling in Persian Gulf escalates. Iran rejects U.S. warning on closing down Strait of Hormuz. Yesterday, didn't get any news attention here, but it was in the foreign press. The U.S. government, I guess run by the bankers, sent an aircraft carrier through the Iranian drill, a huge provocation trying to get them to do something. So it is all just wild, and it's all up at Infowars.com. And more, TSA confiscates cupcakes and candy, allows man to walk through checkpoint with sword. This is a short segment, Dr. Rocky. I want to come back and get more to DU in the next hour, but let me just talk about the world in general. As a veteran, as a patriot, they're openly announcing with the NDAA they want troops on the streets, secret arrest of Americans. That's mainline news. Openly want internet censorship. The White House regulations are calling for arresting people that criticize government. The neocons are doing it. I mean, America is really going authoritarian. MF Global head, you know, steals $1 billion+, gets caught lying, doesn't get in trouble. I mean, the corruption has reached insane levels. And so why shouldn't the bankers care? They'll get money off contracts, let the troops use DU, kills their enemies, kills the troops. It's like that piece in Braveheart, you know, based on a composite of true stories where the king is attacking, you know, Braveheart and the Scots. And he says, okay, have the archers fire into the battle. And they say, but sire, we'll kill our own troops. And he says, but we'll kill some of theirs as well. And it's just, it's like Henry Kissinger in a quoted as calling troops dumb animals, cannon fodder. And it shows, this shows the mindset, doctor, doesn't it, that they know DU is deadly. Our military wouldn't allow it to be used. As you mentioned, they had it in the 50s. They had reports in the late 40s about it. They never let it be used until 1991 because something changed even in the ruling elite. Your comments.
It's total insanity. I mean, you know, we totally ignore the rules of war. We totally ignore the health and environmental effects of war for economic gain. And everything today has become economic gain. When you look at the members of Congress use insider trader information to make millions of dollars that anybody else did would put them in jail, you know what's broken. When you have all the Beltway bandits, and you have to understand, man, I put myself in complete danger every time I talk because I reveal information they don't want out. You know, when you look at this stuff, we've been putting together all of these plans on mount operations where we insert military units to take over civilian governments for years. You know, all that operations, that plan is totally in place. The presidential decision directives that put this in place are up and be of congressional review. In other words, Congress has no ability to review a presidential decision directive, just like the Supreme Court doesn't. So you issue these directives and everything else goes on. I just finished a book on Abraham Lincoln and what he had done, suspension of habeas corpus and everything else, and all the civil rights violations they did during, you know, the American Civil War. And at the end of the book, well, we're doing it worse today, but it's up for us to make a decision what we have. We either live by the rule of the law or we don't. We either comply with the rule of law and do what's right under God or we don't. We can't have it both ways, and we can't continue to kill, destroy, and take over for economic gain while people suffer.
Beautifully said. Back in 60 seconds, I want you to continue right there because look at what getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution has done. It's allowed the devils to come in and run everything. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.